Did you have fun at the carnival tonight?
Yes, I did. Thank you for winning me all these stuffed animals, Carmine.
Okay. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blame?
Hey, will you look at that? Sal and Laverne dancing, holding each other tight, making goo-goo eyes. You think they're serious?
Are you kidding me? They've only been going out a couple of months. You know what? I'm going to make a little soup for my panda. I'm going to make a little hat.
Cheryl, let's go home. I got to talk to you.
I got an onion pizza coming.
Hey, what's the hurry?
It's all right, Carmine. Let him go.
What? Can't tell me here?
I'll tell you at home.
Oh. All right, well, let me get my animals.
Carmine, get the animals.
Well, let me take my panda.
Get the panda.
I'm Carmine. Knocked down 20 milk bottles for this panda.
Come on, let's go bowl.
Hey, wait. What's the matter? What did you say? Hey, did you ask her to do something dirty?
No. I asked Laverne to marry me.
Nah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding?
Yeah.
All right!
Let's bowl.
Okay, Cheryl, brace yourself.
Oh, no.
I got a proposal of marriage.
Who?
Sal.
He didn't.
He did.
You're kidding!
I'm not.
Oh, Laverne! This is so exciting, your first proposal.
Oh, I am curious as a cat. All right, I want you to tell me exactly, word for word, what he said.
I don't remember.
Sure, you remember. Everyone remembers their first proposal.
No, I was so excited, I forgot.
Think.
I don't know.
All right. Let me set the mood. We were at the pizza bowl. A romantic ballad was playing on the jukebox. He took you in his arms.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have thanked you.
He looks deeply and ever so longingly into your eyes and says,
let's do it.
That's not exactly a proposal of marriage, Laverne.
And then he said, let's get hitched. Then he dipped me and then he turned me around. And that was it.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting. Your first sincere proposal of matrimony.
Yeah, it is exciting, isn't it? The wedding's this weekend.
You said yes?
No.
Oh, then why is it going to be a wedding?
Because I'm going to say yes. Can I wear this on my honeymoon?
Sure. But Laverne, what's the big rush?
Well, he's got to go to San Diego Monday because he's being discharged from the Navy, and he wants me to go with him as Mrs. Molina. Monday, Tuesday.
Gee, I'm so surprised. I knew you liked him, but I never realized you loved him that much.
Oh, I was going to tell you. I forgot.
But Bernie, before, when you've been in love, I mean, I've always known. You always act so crazy and do such crazy things, but I have never seen you act crazy about Sal.
Well, I'm more mature now. I learned to handle love.
Oh. Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Sal's a terrific guy, and I love him so much. I just love, love, love him.
Well, if you're sure, then I'm sure. I just couldn't be happier for you, Vernie. Who is it?
It's me.
That's my father. You think he heard yet?
I don't know.
Ah! He heard.
Me bella figlia, for so bad.
Yeah, English, Pop, English.
Did you say yes?
I'm going to.
Hooray, a grandson!
And he's got a good job. He's going to work in his father's light fixture business.
Hooray, a job!
And the wedding's this weekend.
Hooray, I gotta get your relatives.
Do you want me to get the address book?
Yeah, where is it?
In the bedroom.
If only your mother was alive, may she rest in peace. That Bella's supposed to...
English, Pop, English. Who is it?
It's me, Carmine. Who is it?
So.
Here's your toys.
Oh, thank you, Carmine.
Did you have a good time tonight?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Hey, don't you think it's great about Sal and Laverne?
I don't know, Carmine. This is happening so fast.
Fast? What do you mean fast? They've been going together for a couple of months.
Sal's okay, but he's not Laverne's type.
Shirley, I know that look. You're gonna start with this Prince Charming on the white horse bit? It's bad enough that I'm taking horseback riding lessons. Me, the big ragu. Now, these are two nice people. They found each other, and that's nice. Beautiful. We'll leave it at that, right? Right?
Right.
When the moon hits your eye like a great pizza pie, that's morning.
Hello, Aunt Josephine. Talk up. Louder, it's long distance. Laverne's getting married to Sal Molina. Sal Molina. He's in light bulbs. Yeah. Isn't it wonderful? Everyone thinks it's wonderful.
Everyone thinks it's wonderful. Except me. And you. Poodle doesn't like it either. Skippy's not crazy. Let's take a vote. Alligator.
Hi, Laverne, Shirley.
Oh, look at all the beautiful flowers.
Oh, wow, your father must have really sprung for a lot.
Oh, no, we're having a funeral in an hour. Listen, I'll be right back.
Oh, Cheryl, did you really like that last dress that I tried on?
Yeah, it was very nice.
It didn't make me look too chunky?
No, it was
beautiful. You could see me through the veil?
I could see you right through the veil.
Good.
Laverne, could I talk serious to you for a moment?
You hate the dress. Just tell me that you hate the dress.
No, I love the dress. I love the dress. It's not that. It's just that things have been in such a hurry, I haven't had a chance to talk to you.
Well, I haven't had any time to talk. I had to help Sal find an apartment. I have to get my blood test. I have to get the license. I got to get my hair done. Do you think I should wear it in a beehive?
The beehive looks ugly on you.
Yeah, my ears stick out. I got to get me a hairdo.
That's what I mean, Laverne. You see, you're in such a rush with the wedding that you haven't had a chance to think about being married.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's better that way. If I had time to think about it, I would just wait until it's too late.
It's never too late.
Cheryl, remember our senior prom? Three boys asked me to go, but I was waiting for a better offer. I ended up sitting home in my prom dress watching Sea Hunt.
Get in here, stupid! What are you calling me stupid in church for? You want God to hear you? What's the matter with you?
What are they doing here?
Sal asked them to be ushers.
Oh. Hi, Laverne. We're here to ush. Yeah.
You're Leonard Kosnowski, aren't you?
Hi, Father.
Leonard.
Sounds like a girl's name.
Leonard, 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 I haven't seen you at confession for almost 3 years.
I've been pretty good, Father. Everything's under control.
Well, as soon as the bride and groom are here, we'll be able to start. All right, Laverne?
Sure.
Boys, let me explain the seating arrangements.
Laverne, what's the matter? Are you all right?
Yeah, it's just when he said bride and groom, I got a little nervous. It's nothing.
Maybe it's not nothing. Maybe you're not really sure about all this.
Well, how could anybody be sure? This is a big step, Cheryl.
That's it. You said it. This is eternal. Eternity. Over and over and over again. On and on. Without ceasing. Without stopping. Over and over. Eternal. Ad infinitum. Infinity. This means till death do you part. The end.
Do you mean forever?
Laverne, we're ready for you now.
Well... what the heck, huh?
What the heck?
Father, I'd like you to meet my fiancé, Sal Molina.
Oh, Father.
And you know Carmine Ragusa?
Hi, Father. I'm the best man.
Oh, yes. The big ragu. All right. Let's get ready and start. I'm going to need a stand-in for the father of the bride. My son. You. Yes. Would you help us, please?
I don't gotta memorize nothing, do I?
Oh, no, it's very simple. You just give the bride away.
Okay, take her. I ain't stopping you.
Fine. Don't say anything. All right, let's all take our positions.
Father, don't I get to walk down that aisle?
Oh, you will tomorrow, but if you do it now, you'll walk straight into the late Mr. O'Hara. We'll use this aisle right here for our rehearsal just for now, all right? Carmine, would you walk down the aisle with Shirley, please?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, that's lovely. All right, Sal, come here, would you please? What a beautiful picture. Now, the father and the bride. Dun, dun, da, dun. Go get the bride, get the bride.
Now, Eddie, what are you waiting for? It's Christmas.
All right, now the father sits down. Sits down. And the ceremony goes like this.
Come on, Cheryl, smile.
You walk down the aisle. I say something religious. You take your vows. You exchange your rings. Then I say if there's anyone who has any reason why these two should not be wed, let them speak now or forever hold their peace.
I object.
You object at a rehearsal?
Did I say that? That sort of just slipped out, didn't it? I didn't say I object. I said I have to check. I have to check the wedding cake. That's it. I have to check the wedding cake. You go on without me. It's a beautiful ceremony. Wonderful. Fantastic. I like every single one of you. But I have to be leaving now. Excuse me.
What's it, something I said?
Don't worry, Father. It's just she's a little nervous. She's never been a bridesmaid before.
Never a bridesmaid, always a maid.
Shut up! What are you doing, Cheryl? Are you trying to ruin my wedding?
I wouldn't blame you if you never spoke to me again, Laverne. But I couldn't help myself.
Of course I'll speak to you. But just tell me what you want to tell me. I know there's something you want to tell me.
I can't, Laverne. I can't. It's your life.
Since when? Come on, let's hear it.
You're right. It's better I say it than someday you're walking down some lonely, deserted street and an utter stranger comes up to you and says what I should have said to you 20
Cheryl,
years...
Cheryl, spit it out!
All right. I don't think that you can look me in the eye and say to me, I love Sal Molina.
That's it?
Yes.
I love Sal Molina. Let's go back to the church.
I said in the eye, Laverne. In the eye. These eyes that have watched you grow from chubby, whiny adolescence into terrific young womanhood. Say it.
I like, care for, I love, I love. What difference does it make?
I knew it. You didn't love him. I knew it all along.
Well, why didn't you just say so instead of walking around for 2 days with this long face on?
Because I was afraid you'd marry him anyway.
So what?
Well, I know you, Laverne. Every time we saw each other, you'd say, hey, it's me and that guy you told me not to marry.
I wouldn't say it every time.
But you'd be thinking it. And then we couldn't be friends anymore.
Oh, come on, Cheryl. No matter what happens, we'll always be friends. Look, okay, right now I don't love him. But Sal's crazy about me. I got 40 years to grow to love him.
Laverne, if you marry a man that you don't love, something terrible will happen.
Like what?
Who knows? You'll become dissatisfied. You'll grow restless. You'll start calling the milkman Joe.
Joe?
Tell me the truth, Laverne. Are you doing this because you're in trouble?
Watch your mouth, Cheryl. I'm wearing white.
Then I don't understand. Why are you doing this?
Because I'm scared, Cheryl. I mean, when Sal asked me to marry him, I was stunned. I didn't expect him to... Sometimes you think you'll never hear those words. And then I thought I'd never hear them again. That's scary.
Oh, Fernie, you make me so sad talking like that. You're such a great girl. I mean, you're the best. You should give yourself a fair shake. You should wait for a guy who gives you goosebumps all over.
Is everything all right, Laverne? Can I come in?
Park it a minute, huh, Sal?
Okay.
Please. He's a good guy. He's great looking. Pays attention to me. Calls me when he says he's gonna call. He thinks I'm pretty. He's a good guy, Cheryl.
Yes, he is. And he deserves better than you, Laverne.
You just said I was the best.
You're not good enough for him. He deserves a wife who will cherish him. One who really loves him. Who's in love with him.
Will you stop with those Prince Charming speeches, Cheryl? I don't want to hear about bells ringing when he kisses me or goosebumps when he touches me. That's for kids. I'm doing the right thing, Cheryl. I may not love him now, but in time, I will grow to love him.
You really think that he wants to marry a girl who will grow to love him? Ha! Ha! Don't make me laugh, Laverne.
Come on in.
What happened to Shirley at the church?
Oh, nothing. She's just a little crazy.
You know something, Laverne? If you use 150-watt bulbs, it'd be a lot lighter in here.
Sal, there's something I want to talk to you about.
You know, fluorescent fixture in the kitchen would really modernize the whole room. Wait a minute. You're not going to be living here anyway.
Sal, I really like you a lot.
And I like you too, Laverne.
There's something I want to tell you. Sit down. I don't get goosebumps.
Never? Not even when you come out of the shower?
Oh, yeah, that is. Oh, no, no. That's... Sal, at this very moment in time, I really like you a lot, but... You're a terrific guy, but... And you treat me so good, but...
But you don't love me. So you'll grow to love me.
Something about a milkman named Joe. Let me ask you something. Did you ever go to a dance with a girl that was really crazy about you?
Oh, sure, plenty. A couple of times.
How was it?
Oh, it was terrific.
Did you ever go to a dance with a girl who just wanted to be at the dance?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was one long evening.
Well, this is no dance, Sal. I mean, this is the big one. On and on, forever and ever and on and on.
I got it. You think maybe we should wait until the three of us are a little more sure?
I think we may need some more time to think about it. But in the meantime, we could still go on seeing each other and stuff.
I'll write you.
I'll write you back. Sure you don't hate me?
Nah. I'm gonna get you a fluorescent fixture for the kitchen. At cost.
Sal?
See ya.
No goosebumps. I wasn't listening. I'm crying because I was peeling onions in bed. What am I supposed to do now? Sit in my wedding dress and watch Sea Hunt?
No, Vernie, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, I think it will. I think he understood.
Yes, he did.
Cheryl?
You're welcome. Laverne, I just wasn't fair the other night. Carmine won me all these stuffed animals, and I want you to have my panda. What's the matter, Laverne?
I like the horsey better.
Take him, he's yours. I was gonna make a little suit for my panda anyway.
I gotta tell you something.
I know. Castle one grandson.
Someday you'll get a grandson, I promise.
Don't hurry. There's no hurry. I'm too young to be a grandfather.
Yeah. I'm sorry I disappointed you, Pop.
Muffin, you can never disappoint me.
I wasn't a boy.
I didn't blame you for that. I blamed the doctor. That dummy doctor, he could keep anything straight. I like to see him. I like to do good things.
Come on, Laverne, we're gonna do the stroll. Come on!
One, two, three, four.
Hey!
Honest, you do.